This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Z, and this is Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Greatly appreciate it, the last episode of 2014. Happy holidays to everyone. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah. I see we're in the second day of Hanukkah here. A couple things that I want to tell you about that have been posted recently from the Doc Dogs office as far as events go. The Cleveland Outdoor Adventure Show is January 16th through the 18th in Cleveland, Ohio at the IX Center. Also, the World of Pets Expo, February 14th and 15th in Virginia, Tidewater Doc Dogs. That event is now up on the calendar. Also, the 2015 Erie Sport and Travel Expo, February 27th through March 1st. And the 2015 Albemarle Spring Splash, Carolina Doc Dogs, May 1st through the 3rd is posted. And Clem's in July. That's July 10th through the 12th. Clem's, I don't have the rest of the details here. I believe that's in Georgia. Sorry if I made that mistake, but I know that's a repeating event. That's something that's happened before. Also, want to remind you, 25% off credits now through December 23rd through Doc Dogs. You can check it out on Facebook. Go to their line there. Or go to docdogs.com, download the form, submit it, and get your 25% off credits. That's a great deal, especially if you're planning on doing a lot of Doc Dogs this year. You can save yourself 25% of the money you would spend on that. Hey, I also want to call out the Rockstar Clubs. Those are the clubs that shared the last episode of Radio Doc Dogs down from Doc Dogs Facebook to their club's Facebook page. And I want to start out by thanking Doc Dogs Canada for sharing down Radio Doc Dogs. Also, Chesapeake Doc Dogs, Suncoast Doc Dogs, Kentucky Doc Dogs, Buckeye Doc Dogs, and Carolina Doc Dogs. Thanks so much for sharing that down. If your club wants to be recognized as one of the rock stars in Radio Doc Dogs, you can just share down from the Doc Dogs Facebook page the last episode of Radio Doc Dogs, and we'll give you a shout out in the next one. I also want to thank all the folks that sent in the video and pictures for the Dueling Dogs video compilation that we're looking to put together. Very much appreciated. Appreciate your time uploading those and sending those links in. I know that took a little time out of your day, and we are very grateful. Thank you very much. I also want to give you some information about the Doc Dogs offices. They will be closed for the holidays. Friday, December 19th at 3 p.m. they close up shop. And they will reopen at 9 a.m. on Monday, January 5th. During that time, periodic support will be available for email and the website online, so you're not totally closed off or lost, but please be patient, as most people will be enjoying their holiday break. Okay, I have an interview for you from a longtime Doc Dogger and good friend of mine, Sheena Vandenberg. Sheena was at the Doc Dogs World Championships in Dubuque, Iowa, and I just wanted to talk with her and get her to share some of her experience from this past year's World Championships. And here we go, talking with Sheena Vandenberg and her dogs. Well, her dogs didn't talk, but they were there, Riker and Bosco, at the Doc Dogs World Championship.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
My guest is Sheena Vandenberg, also known formerly as Sheena Stark, but she wanted to add additional letters to her last name. Hi, Sheena.
Hey, Jim. How's it going?
I'm going good. How are you doing?
Good. It's quiet now. It's winter, and my dogs are bored.
I know, but there's events coming up already in January.
I know.
And if you can make the trek to Cleveland, Ohio, because you know that is the number one destination for family, friends, and fun in the winter.
Especially in January.
Yeah. There is an event that just was put onto the, it's open for registration too, at the IX Center in Cleveland, Ohio, and I will be there. And maybe you'll be there too.
Maybe. I'm going to have to keep an eye on the weather, because that could be a pretty scary drive if
yes,
the weather's snowy, but
it is.
Yeah, definitely going to keep my eye out on that, and if it's nice, I'm definitely going to come.
Yeah, and it's a national event, if anyone is wondering, not a club event. It's an outdoor show, so those, you know, that's a little bonus for me, because at least there's cool things there to look at. It's not like the, you know, the knitting and toilet paper cover show or something. I don't know. No offense. Oh, who's that? Bosco or Kona? Or
that's Bosco yelling at me.
Bosco does not like the toilet paper cover show. See?
Apparently he wants to go to Cleveland.
So Sheena and Bosco, how was Worlds? And you had Riker.
Two crowds there.
Yeah.
Kona also got an invite, but she I left her at home. It's kind of far and she's kind of old for that kind of travel. She doesn't enjoy it like the other two, so she stayed home this year.
But all your dogs got an invite. That's cool.
Yeah, all three of them got an invite again this year.
That is cool. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
So how did you guys do?
They were good. Riker sort of struggles in that environment with all the chaos, and Bosco's oblivious to it. So Riker struggled the first day. I think he came dead last in Iron Dog, but on the second day, he came fifth overall on the second day. So,
oh, that's great. Yeah,
pulled his socks up.
That's a nice pickup there.
Yeah, he managed to, I guess, tune things out and play his game.
And how did Bosco do?
Bosco did pretty good. I mean, he did Iron Dog Titan, and he's 10 years old, so we knew we weren't going to, make the podium, but he did really good. I think he went out at 6.6 in EV and had some good big air jumps as well. So, and of course he always has lots of fun. He loves the traveling and hanging out in hotel rooms and just spending time with me and stuff. So he always has a good time.
Well, that's good. And that's something, nice, good trip for them. Big trip. Was that your biggest trip of the year? Probably, huh? Of the season.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Yep. Cool. It's, what else?
I think it's a 13 or 14 hour drive. So we split it up over 2 days.
Yeah. That's a pretty good drive. Did you go to the casino night? I don't remember if you were there or not at Worlds for the Bark Foundation.
Yep. Oh yeah, we went. I went in the thing where they were blowing money around. You had to grab as much as you can in like 10 seconds.
Oh, did you? How did that work? I set it up. I helped set it up.
Okay. So it looks like really easy when you watch people do it. You're like, how can you not just grab everything?
Right.
But then you get in there, and all of a sudden your time is up, and you're holding two pieces of paper.
I know. It's funny. I went to that, and I keep have to ask everybody, were you there? Because I basically went in, sat down at the poker table, and never got up.
Made it into the poker area. I don't really play any of those card games or anything. So I just did most of the socializing kind of in the hallway.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I thought it was fun. Did you like it?
Oh, I had a good time. It was really fun to do something different instead of, things that we've done other years.
Right.
So it was really fun to do something different.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad I went.
Yeah, that was cool. I don't know if it's... I certainly won't be a yearly thing. I think they'll try to change it up all the time, but I definitely wouldn't be offended to doing that again for a fundraiser for Bark.
Right, and I think people are more excited, when things change up and we can try new things.
Offended. Did I say I wouldn't be offended? I wouldn't be opposed.
Opposed or offended. We don't want to offend you, Jim.
I'm offended that we did this again. Did you go to the gala, the Golden Paw Awards?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of those this year?
They were good.
Yeah, how did you think, what do you think compared to, were you there the year before? No, you weren't there in the year before, were you?
Yeah, I was there last year as well.
Okay, so, just because we only really got those two to compare, different theater, kind of the same format and all that, did you think it was quite as good? We were talking about some parts, there was a lot of tearjerkers in there this year.
There was a couple of tough minutes in there this year, but, I'm really glad I went. And it was fun to see a lot of old people. Well, they're not old, but old timers in the sport.
Right.
That you don't see anymore. And so it was really fun to see all them and hang out with them even in the lobby later. But yeah, I mean the venue, I don't know if it seats more people, and maybe that's why it was changed. But the venue, I mean, it was the same. It felt the same as the year before. So I'm not sure it was worth the trolley ride in the cold.
Well, no. And what happened is that the theater that we were in the year before, the Muppet Theater, we call it, was already booked up for that weekend, for that night. So Doc Dogs had to find an alternative, and fortunately this other theater was there, which worked out just great, except for the trolley ride. Now my understanding is that Doc Dogs has that, we'd be back at that Muppet Theater, I guess it's booked up for a couple years now for our gala, so that's great. So
and
now
it was nicer too, because then I could run back and check on my dogs. I had old dogs with me last year too, so I was able to run back just to let them out for a couple of minutes and go back over. So
yeah, I agree. Absolutely. So that's definitely going to be, as far as I know, you know, that's supposed to be the deal, that we're back there for the remainder of the times that we're going to be in Dubuque, which was renewed also, as everybody knows. So yes, that convenience will still be there. No trolley ride. But you know,
I mean, the trolley ride was fun.
Oh yeah.
But it was a little cold.
Yeah. And look, that was the coldest worlds in Dubuque so far.
I think that was the coldest worlds ever, period.
Well, yeah, that very well could be. Yeah, I never thought of it that way. Yeah, it we're fortunate we didn't get more snow than we did. I had a great time watching some of the folks from California taking pictures of the snow dusting on the grass going, "Look, it's snow." I'm like waiting for them to go out and try and do a snow angel in the grass, you know?
I don't think people want to lie in that grass.
No, absolutely not. If you notice, the snow really didn't collect there. I think there was a concentration of acidic urine
warm
that
water.
Just kept the snow from piling up on that particular grass.
I feel kind of bad for that little patch of grass. It's probably yellow all summer.
I don't, you know, I'd be interesting. You have to get the Holiday Inn. Hey, can you just go out and go out with your cell phone, dude. Take a picture of the front grass and send it to me. I gotta see what this looks like in June. You know?
It's true.
I used the tunnel quite a bit this year compared to past years, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I didn't use it.
And nice to have. Very nice to have.
Oh, yeah.
And no slower, really. A couple steps you gotta go up and down. Other than that, it's...
And I always just let my dogs out to pee every time I was walking them back and forth, so...
Yeah. I have to take mine down the street there because my one won't go in that main area.
I don't blame her.
Once it's loaded, I don't even want to walk in there in my tennis shoes half the time.
I know.
What else was going on? We're having a real casual conversation, folks, by the way. We've already been talking 20 minutes prior to starting this recording. And it is actually a Friday night, and I don't have a beer. That's wrong. I should not have even admitted that.
Don't have a beer. Jim.
I know. As soon as we're done, Sheena.
Okay.
I won't let you down. I'll send you a text photo with me and my beer and then after so many, me, my beer, and maybe something special.
And then Jennifer will send me one in a couple hours with you lying out in the backyard
or
something.
Right, exactly.
I know how this works.
Right? So next year, you know, we're already talking about next year. We talked about events that were coming up. There's some events in Canada I saw already or heard about that are going to be coming up. That's cool. That's exciting.
Sounds like there's some good ones coming for the Ontario Doc Dogs Club. I don't know what's signed and what's not, but I know that we were talking about them. We had our year-end party 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, those are always nice to have. You have fun there?
Oh, it's a great time. You know, everybody kind of gets together and you get to see people without their dogs.
Right.
And, I mean, we talk about our dogs most of the time, so it's kind of like they are there.
Right.
But we got an idea of what's coming up for next year, and it sounds like there's going to be lots of good things going on in Ontario, that's for sure.
That's great. We can't wait to get official updates on that from the clubs or Doc Dogs Canada. Other than that, you know, again, some events in the States have already been listed. I see you ever go to the Canine Cannonball in Missouri, Lake of the Ozarks?
I haven't.
That's pretty cool.
It's a little far out of my driving range.
Yeah, I know. It is, but it definitely...
What time of year is that?
Hmm?
When is that? Is it in the summer?
It's in June, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And it's at Lake of the Ozarks, and it's at a bar, and I've told this story before, but if nobody's ever heard it, first of all, don't be offended if people boo at your dog for missing the EV bumper. You have to understand, it's at a bar. They're drunk.
Right.
They're sitting up on a balcony or a deck, and they're watching these dogs, and they're having a good time, but it is the only place I've ever gone to where I've heard people boo at the dogs. And I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of that event. It's been going on there for a number of years, and I've always kind of wanted to go, but never made the trek.
Yeah, it's definitely on the hit list if you're ever going that direction or planning a big trip. It's definitely worth one doing. I haven't been there for a few years either. Sui, I think is on the list. I don't know if it's open for registration yet. That one fills up, you know, in South Carolina, Charleston.
Right.
That one's always weather hit or miss.
Right.
You know, it's
some years nice, some years it's cold.
Yeah, and then sometimes Friday's beautiful and Saturday's you're freezing your butt off. It's it's like you can't win there. The first time I ever went down, I thought, oh, great, I'm getting to go to Charleston, South Carolina. And I was there and they had like 3 inches of snow for the first time in like 20 years. And I was like, that's my luck.
Right. You brought it with you. So they're probably glad when you didn't go back.
I guess. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm just kidding, Jim.
That event is, you know, if you like to be in the spotlight, that's definitely an event you need to go to and be up on the dock, because there are, I'd venture to say, I don't know how many, I don't know if there's been a count, but there's got to be close to 1,000 people at times in the crowd, if not more, 1,000 to 1,200, I would say.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it is just, it is huge. And they're packed around, you know, they've been bringing two pools there now, and it's just, it is packed, it's crazy.
Wow, that's pretty cool, though.
It is.
That's another long-running event, too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one of Doc Dog's oldest, if I recall right. It might be their second oldest running event next to the boat show in Chicago?
Indianapolis, isn't it?
I don't remember now. Shame on me, because I should know it. It's Doc Dog's longest running event.
Trivia question.
Yeah. Trivia, yeah, you're right. Well, some folks will know it, and they can correct me or then comment on the Facebook page here for this.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, it's been mostly me talking. It was great talking with you, Sheena.
Yeah. It was good to talk to you too, Jim. I look forward to 2015 and more events.
Yeah, I do too. Look forward to seeing you again, of course, with all the pups. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and Paul and the doggies.
Yes, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you guys.
Who was whining?
That was Bosco saying hello.
Bosco. All right, Bosco, big guy.
All right.
Thanks, Sheena. Appreciate your time.
All right. Night, Jim.
Thanks again, Sheena, for taking out that time to talk to us and tell us your experience at World. Sounds like you had a great time, just like so many other people did. Up next, right after this message, we're going to talk with some folks from the Doc Dog's worldwide headquarters. Stay tuned.
Living a healthy life comes naturally for dogs. They crave daily exercise, clean nutrition, and lots of love. Give them what they long for, healthy, wholesome treats that smell and taste amazing. Zook's dog treats are made right here in the USA using safe, natural ingredients. You'll know it's good for them. They'll know you love them. Zook's dog treats. Fuel the love.
And we're back. And I also want to give Zooks a personal thanks for being on Radio Doc Dogs, advertising here, and being a sponsor of Doc Dogs. It's, of course, Doc Dogs sponsors that help with those rigs and the upgrades and everything that they need so that we can enjoy our sport. So thank you very much to Zooks, and happy holidays to all the folks there. Speaking of happy holidays, I also talked with a lot of the folks at the Doc Dogs Worldwide office and just got some quick holiday greeting interviews from them for you. Let's take a listen to them all.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Hi, this is Linda Torson from Doc Dogs, wishing everyone in the Doc Dog community a wonderful holiday season and a fabulous new year.
Hi, this is Lisa with the Doc Dogs office. I wanted to take this moment to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, this is BK from Doc Dogs Worldwide. Just wanted to wish everybody a happy Christmas and a happy holidays and, of course, a great new year as we go into 2015.
Hi, this is Tiba from Doc Dogs Worldwide. Happy holidays to everybody.
All right, this is Grant Reeves, President and CEO of Doc Dogs Worldwide. Wanted to wish everybody a happy holidays. We had a great 2014. Looking forward to ringing in the new year and having an awesome high-flying action-packed 2015. Take care, spend time with the family and friends, and remember, pet parents, be real cool and make sure you're including them in the gifts. The treats go a long way with those dogs. Happy holidays, happy new year.
Bonjour, c'est Thérèse. Je veux tout souhaiter mes amis et famille au Canada un joyeux Noël et une bonne année. Hi everyone, this is Teresa. I'd like to wish you and everyone a Merry Christmas. I hope everyone will have and take the opportunity to spend the holidays surrounded with loved ones. For our friends and families overseas keeping watch, please keep safe. You're in our hearts and thoughts. Cheers.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, I want to thank the Doc Dogs Worldwide staff for taking out just a few moments of their time each to wish you and everyone in your family happy holidays and a happy new year. That was kind of fun for them to do, I think. Maybe not. I had fun talking with them. I always do. Well, that's it. That's going to wrap up Radio Doc Dogs for 2014. Thanks, everyone, so much for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed the episodes, and we're looking forward to getting back to you. We'll be back in mid-January. So until then, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year. Make sure you take care of those pups. You may have some days where you're out for family visit and they can't attend, so check on them. Make sure they're taken care of. They got the water and everything like that. And, of course, give them all those holiday treats and attention that they deserve. And I will see you in 2015 on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2014.